Jocelyn, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being on Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. And thank you to everyone who is tuning in on this episode. I've gotten such amazing feedback on the last several episodes and the guests that we've had. And this conversation we're about to have is absolutely no different. I know that you're going to have so many takeaways, and it's going to be one of those episodes that you really want to share with your friends. So if you are feeling like something bigger, something greater is out there for you, then you in particular are really going to love this episode. You're going to walk away feeling so inspired and so ready to take action on that something greater, that something more that you feel called to. So, Jocelyn, if you will, start us off with, let's just get right to it. Take us to where you are currently and where you're wanting to go as a successful, high achieving woman.
Absolutely. So how many of you listening to this podcast want to really have crazy, bold, brave dreams? I think it is something that a lot of times we all think about, but we keep it secretly in our heads. And so I want to encourage you all to think about this as I'm sharing mine, because if you think about your biggest dreams and your wildest way of success, it is possible for you as much as it is possible for me. Where I am today has been a journey. It has not come as a smooth ride. For me, it is a journey that has got lots of challenges that I overcome with time, with energy, with financial resources, and also with ending a lot of relationships to then attract courageously the right people into my life. And I am today a business and coach, but also a business consultant. So I do both. And coaching, as you would know, is someone that supports you, coach you towards your dreams and your success. And consultant is someone that comes in and help you create systems and more so work on the done for you or done with you type of nature. My background is very much in the banking and finance world, working for the top leading banks in Australia. I was very privileged to be able to serve at a very senior role, and I realized through a very strong defining moment in 2019 that had naturally came to an end through a redundancy, because the banking system in Australia decided to shut down the whole financial planning industry in the banking sector. And so I was impacted, and that was a moment to really make me realize that, you know, I was tying so much of my self-identity to my work. My work was my life was my work, and it was not healthy. But it was that moment also for me to then reset myself to know that the next chapters of my life will be a very different chapter of my life. And so I started to dream. And how many of you have got places and unique environment that you dream? Because I do. Right? I love to dream. And when I dream best around water. And so I swam. And one of the pools that I had most dreams created is, you know, when you're around water and you start to think. And so it sparked the desire to set up my own practice and register my business license. And that's where everything else started to take shape. It didn't happen overnight. It took time. Why it took time for me is because I had to release a lot of conditional mindset that I held on to for decades in my life to be able to adopt a new mindset that really allowed me to expand my thinking, to think about what's possible, because society, systems, media will tell us one way of success that is, you know, if you study hard, you get degrees, you educate yourself, you work for a company, you are on the road to success because that is the path of success. And so I followed that path very closely, but equally that path did not led me to the kind of success that I was anticipating. And so it crushed me at that point, but that very strong rock bottom also allowed me to really rise from it higher, stronger. And how many of you would have probably gone through different rock bottoms in your life? And if you are in it right now, let this message serve you in a way that encourages you that, you know, see your rock bottom, that there's only one way up and there's only one way to success. And you get to write your future. You get to craft the biggest, most amazing, wildest dreams you can ever create, because God has given us a brain. And that organ within us gives us the consciousness to create. And so let's really, you know, access that within us, because it is the true magic within us that can create so many wow, amazing, amazing possibilities in our lives. So back to where I was after I created my business license, set up my business structure. I decided to explore different business opportunities, utilizing my former level of success and connections. And that led me to, you know, different opportunities that led me to become a four-time international best-selling author, that opened up doors for me to be a keynote speaker in many different summits the last few years during COVID. That opened doors for me to work at a global capacity with people across in different parts of the world, because I suppose, you know, COVID allowed us to connect even closer because, you know, everyone was in lockdown. And I seized every opportunity during lockdown as an opportunity for me to really expand my network, because I know that in corporate, right, I didn't have time to build networks anywhere apart from, you know, physically going to a building, sit on a top floor and being in a very nice office overlooking all the wonderful, wonderful, you know, rooftops. But equally at that point in time, I also felt trapped, because it was like, is this going to be where I am? Is this going to be where I'll be situated? But living in that space allowed me to dream even further. What else is possible beyond this location and this spot that I'm in? And so it expanded my opportunity to think and meet and connect with people like, you know, from all parts of the world. And I'm so privileged to be able to connect with people from all the continents and to be able to work with them, because it was through Zoom that we connected so intimately. So from there, I started to dream about, you know, the kind of clients that I want to work with, the kind of offers that I want to help people transform. I am very results oriented. So I want to see transformation, because I always believe that, you know, when people are transformed, their lives are never the same. They'll break all patterns and they will only leave the possibilities before them. And they also will create generational wealth when they do really expand their thinking. And from there, I connected through podcasts with Chelsea, and, you know, we had conversations, we connected, we are, you know, energetically a match to build each other up in our businesses, in our conversation. And so that it's probably a long, short introduction of who I am, but that gives you some, you know, background and context about a bit of my backstory.
Oh, Jocelyn, thank you so much for sharing that. And more so, thank you for taking us on this journey of where you started, because I can very much tell that you are a lot like me. The clients I work with, the people listening to this episode right now, that there's always more. There's always another level. There's always something to accomplish, some impact to make. That it's truly, what else is possible? What else is possible? And lots of times we don't allow ourselves to dream about what is possible for maybe a certain amount of time, to the point where we can be inside of ourselves and solidify that confidence, tap into that belief. And it's very evident that you have done that just by the fact that you're able to allow your mind, to go into the unknown of what can I create? What can I do? Who can I coach? So with that, I'm so curious, what is your dream now that you are a business coach? You have been a keynote speaker, all of these accomplishments. We know you're not done. So what are you working on now?
Well, in my brain at this very point in time, I am creating offers that are $500,000. I know that even, creating offers for $250,000, offer that can help people transform, get fast results. That is in my thoughts right now, if you ask right now. And I know that, I'm marinating over the kind of results that I get from my clients, the kind of ways to really get them grounded, the infrastructure that I help them set up so that they can continue to leap and really, really grow from there. So those are the thoughts that I am expanding myself on right now, and really serving, clients who really are hungry for success. So I love clients who they know that there is more for them. They know that they want to do that because it is good. It is good from a number of different perspectives. You continue to upskill who you are. The skills that we learn is important that we sharpen them. The talents that we've got, unless we continue to use those talents, we will not know how much they are in within us. And so expand those talents, use our own uniqueness. And then, of course, the network that we connect with, who we spend time with, how we connect with them, how we engage them can really make such a big difference. And then the structure, the system that we put in place so that it is easy. It gets to actually be easy when we create business, because complexities is to just create chaos, confusion, and conflict. But when you create a business that is fun, serving, coming from a place of abundance, it creates a lot of confidence, conviction, and clarity for people. And so when we embed that into the business, it helps people enjoy life a little bit more. A few areas that I had to overcome in my thoughts was, you have to exchange your time for money, right? You have to work longer hours to earn even more. If that's how the system has taught us, that's how we've been brought up with. I don't know about you, Chelsea, but that's how I've been conditioned. The longer hour you work, the more I'll pay. But if you think about wealthy people for decades and years to come, or previously as well, is the skill they have that really command the value that people will pay for them. And so I think it's so important for all of us to be so aware of, number one, our skills, what is stopping us from learning new skills, what is keeping us small, and to really embrace what is available out there that we can learn, grow, expand, create systems that simplify things. More often than not, a lot of projects that I run in the past for organizations is that the first thing is I ask all the engineers coming in, I'm like, is there a way for us to keep those systems simple? Because we are communicating to 1,000 people. Can we communicate it in a very simple way so that it's easy for people to adopt, implement, execute, and move on with life? And so keep things really simple. That is some point in my life that was my middle name. I remember one of my manager goes, you have a way of seeing things in a very simple way. And I'm like, yeah, but why do you need to make it more complex? Because is there a reason why you want to add more to it just to make it more complex? Because complexity causes more overwhelm. And overwhelm just, causes people to procrastinate. And people procrastinate it'll delay things even more, and things are not moving because people are sitting on it because it's like too much and they're like sitting on it. And so no results are actually produced. And so the way I approach things is very much around how we can simplify it, how we can make life more enjoyable and enjoyable now. You don't have to wait for the one day for you to enjoy life. Life is meant to be enjoyed today. Like, you don't need to reach heaven to enjoy the wonderful pleasures of life. Delight in today. Like, today, new mercies. Today is the great day to enjoy what is already before us and have that gratitude and thankfulness that this is the sweetness of life. So, yeah. A couple of my thoughts.
Amen,
there.
Jocelyn. Amen. Oh my gosh, I feel so lit up right now after everything you just said. You are 100% right on so many levels. And one thing you mentioned is society, the system, and how much it indoctrinates us. It almost brainwashes us into thinking that there is one particular way, there is one particular recipe that we need to follow. So how has that shown up in your life?
It showed up in my life in several different ways. So even though I was very blessed to be raised in a family where, you know, they provided for education and they had a vision for me to go to uni and be successful and work for a company and serve the company, the same one for 40 years, because it was role modeled by my parents, I could not envision myself to do that. I knew that in my heart of hearts, it is not the right path. And so I'm someone that I'm known to be a rule breaker, and I continue to break so many rules that I think my parents was like, yeah, you know, initially they are very disappointed that I continue to break rules, but I think now they just realize that that's just my identity, that I love to, you know, not do things and conform to the ways the system expected us to do it. And I continue to test the limits and continue to color outside of the scope, because that's just the way I operate. And I realized that, yes, system will educate you for that, because then they can govern you. But you know that that's only one path. There are some good reasons why we follow a system. But also equally, you and I are individuals, and you have got your own path of success. You are unique. You're wonderfully created, perfectly made. You have got your own uniqueness in your talents, your skills, your abilities. And sometimes they're not given the opportunity to shine, and that you will need that opportunity to allow yourself to be in the spotlight, because you are created for a season in this lifetime for a reason. So, you know, let's really allow yourself to do that, number one. Number two is to allow yourself to connect with people who can expand you. And that's one lesson that I quickly learned over my life, is that there will be people who are never ever going to be happy about how successful you're going to be, because your success will trigger them in ways that make them feel very uncomfortable. You know, it will impact on, you know, whether it's just insecurities or their pain or many different reasons. But you and I are here to really serve humanity, and we have got one chance every single day. Time is more valuable than money. And so when we actually use every single day we've got in our hands to purposefully serve others, we can really make such a big difference in this world. And so I've learned that, you know, don't let the system hold you back, because the system wants to keep us safe. The system wants to keep us in control. But equally, it takes courage to really allow yourself to rise above the system and to connect with people. There are people out there in this world that creates new pathways of success. So come on a journey. And when your spirit is open to it, you will naturally attract people into your world. It's actually a very interesting formula of the law of attraction, that when you are ready and you allow yourself to attract expanders in your world, and you are so in alignment with yourself, you will naturally, those people will just drop in to your energetic field. And so allow yourself to do that, which means when you allow expanders into your world, you also need to then release those people who are not right in your world, because it's actually, we can't do a lot of things on our own. That's, you know, it's a very lonely journey. Not that you can't, but it's going to be very lonely and it's not fun. When you work with people, when you collaborate, when you partner, when you come on a journey, it's so much fun to work with people who are like-minded. And so let go of people who doesn't see you, doesn't hear you, doesn't value you, because there will be on the other side of the coin, people who see you, who want your input, who know that you are so, so a great companion in their circle, and they want to embrace your presence. And so find that space.
Are you resonating with what we're talking about right now? Do you feel called to more than maybe your parents or even yourself originally had in mind for you? I was there too, just like Jocelyn. And this can be hard to wrap our head around, you know, especially if we had a path laid out for us, if we thought that our success was going to look a particular way. And then for whatever reason, whether it's a nudge on our heart, maybe we have been forced to explore other options. It can be really hard to embrace that more that we feel called to, right? Because we are very programmed to view success as that one linear way. And so it can take courage to step outside of that, to believe you're worthy of pursuing the things that you want, to follow a new path, and or not being sure if you'll be good at anything else because you've never really been good at anything. At least that was my story. That was my story, is that I didn't think I was going to be good at anything else because I've never really been good at anything. But I know intuitively in my heart, it was undeniable that I was being called to something more. And I had to learn how to embrace that. I had to learn how to step into that rather than thinking that something was wrong with me, rather than thinking that I had been a failure. So if you can relate to this, I want you to know that you are so incredibly deeply supported in my world. A huge part of my calling is to support the people like you who feel called to something bigger, something greater than maybe than what they have seen in their life up to this point. So I have a few programs and masterclasses that will support you in this area. I really encourage you to check out the Made for More masterclass. This is a really great place to start to help you own the more that you feel called to. We go into the psychology and the mindset around this. How do you step outside of the box, especially if you're the only one in your family? How do you not feel crazy? How do you really lean into this idea that the life you had for yourself isn't all that's here for you, that there is more possible for you? Because as Jocelyn and I are talking about, it can be hard. And quite honestly, I've seen this in several of the clients I work with, is that they quit. They quit on themselves. They quit on their dreams. They quit following those nudges on their heart because their beliefs don't support them. The beliefs that they have are outdated. Maybe someone in their life has told them that they'll never amount to anything else. And so there's so much resistance and so much pulling them back. But I can promise you, from my personal and professional experience, the solution and the answer is to not quit on yourself. It is not to quit on your desires and the vision that you have for yourself. It's to lean into it and build your belief in a way that they align with your desires. Don't squash your desires to meet those beliefs. No, step into it. So definitely check out the Made for More masterclass. All right, let's get back to this conversation and see where Jocelyn is going with all of this. It's so, so good.
Allow yourself in that transitioning phase. That transition phase, it takes time. But you know, like the caterpillar that then go through the process to become a butterfly, you go through the journey of, you know, a little bit of darkness, you know, being in a cocoon, you don't know what is going to happen. But think about that metamorphosis, right? That process from a caterpillar to a butterfly, that it is that journey, like any transition. And then when you come out and when you fly and when you connect with the other side of what is available is available for all of us and is available now for all of us. So be opened, be curious. I think curiosity is so powerful. It's one of, you know, the success principles that I teach with my clients, that when you're curious, you wonder. And, you know, like a child who wonders about things, stay curious, because then you do not know what's beautiful on the other side that's waiting for you.
Jocelyn, you are full of so much wisdom and so much just inner strength and inner resolve within yourself. And so I first want to acknowledge you for that, because in the time that we have been talking, you have dropped some major just life-giving, life truth advice and wisdom. And I know from my journey and my clients' journey that a lot of times we don't come to this type of wisdom. We don't come to this type of perspective without going through obstacles, whether they be internal obstacles or external obstacles that we've had to work through and overcome. So what are some of those obstacles that have played a pivotal part in not only shaping the perspective that you have, also contributing to the belief and the conviction that you very apparently have within yourself?
So one of the biggest obstacles I had to overcome is myself. I got really stuck and got really lost in my career because I had this biggest dream that I'm going to run the organization. I'm prepped for that. You know, I brought in the kind of skills, the certifications, the knowledge, the background, and that came crashing down in 2019. And I was sitting in my place thinking, how can I build a career over the last 20 years? And that came to an end like that because the system ended it, right? I didn't have control. The government ended it that way because it was Royal Commission. Just to give you a very quick background, in Australia, we had a Royal Commission in 2019 in February. So the banking system decided to shut down the financial planning division for all the banks in Australia. And that, to me, I learned from that pain point, from that place of connected to so much of my identity to only my career, was such a mistake. But I didn't know that because I love my job. I love what I achieve. I could always achieve things every single week. I was in my element, but yet I wasn't aligned. Have you ever felt that way? Like you love something, but you're not aligned because the truth within you know that that is not the only path of success. There is even more path of success, but there's a tug of war. There's a battle within the mind and the body. And so that was how I felt. I felt so stuck. I felt so lost. I actually felt one point in that year, I could not visualize my future. And like I mentioned earlier, that in the element of water, I can really have a lot of creative ideas. So whether it's a place where I swim or whether it's a place where I do shower. And so I went to swim. And that's where I realized that it was not an overnight change, but it was a gradual, incremental change that there's something bigger out there. And I had to go through that journey. There is no quick way out. And I have to go through it by myself. Nobody can step in to do that inner work for me. Nobody can shortcut it for me. And that inner work comes with a lot of self-acknowledgement and bringing into alignment with my true self. And asking myself the hard questions, that why am I tying myself so closely with this kind of journey of success? Because I've been conditioned by it. And I know that that was not the way that I would see the next chapters of my life. And so that was then devoting to a lot of inner work. It was the two identities, right? The ego within self that really go, no, you are, you know, not on the right path. And then you know the true self that go, this is the right path, but it's challenging. It is painful, but going through this will only make you a better, stronger person. And so working through that with supporting modalities, like I did hypnotherapy to really help reprogram my mindset. I had coaches who really helped me renew a lot of mindset that I had to do inner child work. I did a lot of work to really address, you know, where I had even limiting beliefs around money mindset, right? For someone who works in the banking sector, you would not think that I had any money mindset issues. But I can tell you one of the money mindset issues that really kept me small was I grew up in Malaysia. So I had this impression that wealthy people must have money coming from a very corrupted background. And that was in my thoughts. And that kept me small, that if I'm wealthy, then I have to do something that's unethical. And that doesn't sit right with my soul. And I needed to remove that thinking and to work through that limiting thoughts and to then go, I can be a multi-million dollar owner, wealthy, and still be intact with my integrity. And so that is the inner work, one of, you know, the many thoughts that I had to work within me. And then, you know, the inner child work is to go back to, you know, earlier years of my life where I had to really work through why certain things I was very insecure of and had the time to really address them, because I always felt that, you know, why I behave certain ways. And one of the issues that I faced a lot was I was very confident working with men, but in my own personal relationships with men, I tend to submit the authority on, because I always feel that they are a higher grade, just because, you know, I was raised in an environment that men are placed far more importance than female in an Asian culture. It was just the way it was brought up and it was spoken of. It was expected. It was modeled. And I wanted to like believe that I'm equal. I'm human being equal to anyone on this planet. And so working with those, you know, issues and digging deeper and journaling them out, doing hypnotherapy, doing EFT, doing a lot of meditation, and reprogram my mind, doing a lot of just inner work, really helped me shift all those really limiting thoughts. So from there, I become more and more aligned. I think you're never perfectly aligned with your inner and outer self, but it is bringing the closest alignment to it every single day is important. And I invite, you know, if you are listening to this episode at the moment, you know, my journey serves you as an opportunity to reflect on your own. I invite you to do the same, because, you know, all of us have got our shadows that we need to address, and that when we address our shadows and we come out from them, we are better a person, and we can create a bigger future. And when we create a bigger future, we contribute to the world. When we make more money, we add and contribute to the world. We become people that really, really leaves a stronger legacy. And that when you talk about leaving a stronger legacy, you know the depth and the meaning of it. It's not just any more words, but there is depth to it. And so, yeah, I hope that, you know, what I shared serves you and, you know, spark some ways for you to think about your own journey, and that it gets you going on what's possible.
All right. I want to jump in here really quick and point out something from Jocelyn's story that is so, so important. Jocelyn first recognized that she had a really good life. She had a thriving career. She was living that traditional success. But then she noticed that something was missing and she felt like there was more to it. So if you are feeling that way right now, please don't shame yourself or feel guilty for not being satisfied with your good life. Even if it's really great and amazing and you have all of these external, you know, the marriage, the house, the kids, the car, like the body, like whatever it is, just because you have a great life on the outside, if you are feeling called to something more, don't shame or feel guilty for that, because you were called for more for a reason. You are divinely being called to rise, to go beyond the status quo and really harness who you are and what you're made of in the process of it. So lean into it. Speaking from experience, lean into it. This is not only a portal for you to grow as a person and to get to know yourself in amazing, unimaginable ways, it's also a really great opportunity for you to leave your mark on this world. All of it is so, so exciting. And it takes inner courage and bravery just by you being called to it, even if you don't know exactly what you're being called to at this point. Just by you being called to it means that you are fully equipped for it. It may take time. It may take clarity. It may take working through some beliefs that aren't up to the caliber as the more you feel called to. It may take solidifying who you are, that you are worthy, deserving, enough, and fully capable. And Jocelyn has so beautifully laid out some of the modalities that she used, like hypnotherapy, EFT, and coaching. And there are modalities that I have used in my journey and the modalities that I use as a coach and as I coach clients. There are so many ways to get to this place of deep confidence and inner solidity inside of you. The important thing is to get there and to align yourselves with somebody who will help you get there and support you in this area. Because I can tell you, I spent thousands of dollars and it took me several years of digging deep within myself, of really going within and learning how to unbirth all of the outdated beliefs that were inside of me and really align myself with the more that I felt called to and develop the courage and the confidence and the bravery to go after it. Let me tell you right now, you do not have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars like I did, and it doesn't have to take you several years. No, 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 no. It is so beautiful when you can surround yourself with people, with family members, with coaches, with mentors, with friends, with business partners who can help you accelerate on this journey. Because as you solidify your sense of self, you solidify your calling. And from my perspective, there is no other journey that is more beautiful and more important than that. Also know that I'm here to support you in discovering the fullness of who you are and then support you in bringing that fullness of who you are into your calling. I'm just a DM or an email away. So reach out to me and let's talk about this exhilarating nudge you feel inside. Because let me tell you, you're going places. And I'm excited to support you on that journey. It's a delicious one. Like the most delicious steak dinner you could ever imagine. All right, back to more nuggets and wisdom from Jocelyn. Oh, you are so fascinating. I feel like I could listen to you for hours. Oh, you're so fascinating. And yes, absolutely. I know that it's going to be extremely helpful and resonate with so many. So you did such a beautiful job in explaining that. One thing that I want to segue to a little bit, just to hear your enlightenment and your perspective again on it, is when we first connected in our first conversation, you mentioned the how. So I want to make sure to mention that because I know there are a lot of entrepreneurs listening, a lot of people who are creating something from scratch that they have never physically seen in the world. And so a lot of times when we deviate from the conditioned path, then that opens us up to a realm of the unknown. And naturally to our minds, that is extremely scary. So Jocelyn, pour into us a little bit, if you will, on the how.
So I was talking to Chelsea about the how, which is a very, very interesting, let's call it concept, right? So many years in my life in banking, we created the path of success And there was never quite the how. So in a corporate sector, the how is always known as standard operating procedure or, you know, your policies, your documentation. And I witnessed that we never really have good policies or standard operating procedures or guiding principles. And so we created that along the way. And I've always learned that, you know, you only know the how in the doing. But when I actually onboard all my team or advisors or new grads, they want to know all the how. And there's two parts to this. It's nice to know the how to give you a guide, but equally, when you know too much of the how, it limits your creativity to think, because then you just follow the steps and then it doesn't give you room to explore your own creative ideas that could really make things far better, more interesting, more inspiring, more enjoyable. And so I like to really encourage, you know, my clients and our listeners here to really think about how you cannot think about the how, but think about the who. Who can I be connected to? Who can I be related to that we can get to know ourselves and the people around us and to work on the who, and then the how will come naturally. And if you are an early stage entrepreneur, right, you would think, all right, can you give me a template on all the hows of running a business? Here's the thing. With entrepreneurship, it's all about experimenting. When you know the how, then more likely than not, you can limit yourself a lot on what you can create. Entrepreneurship is about creating. Entrepreneurship is testing and, you know, go out and really explore, because that's where the uniqueness comes in. And so test, learn, never apply the same, you know, way that someone else is doing and then feel that you compare with them, because then you start this syndrome called comparisonitis, which then limits you even further. And so stick on your own path of success, and then in your doing, in you feeling the most excited, joyful, peaceful, and that you have those really optimistic thoughts, that's where you will discover the how. So that is important to really process it, marinate that in your thoughts, right? And be very willing to then, if you have created your how, to evaluate whether the how is the best how, because self-evaluation is one of the most fastest way of growing yourself and expanding your business. And sometimes we stick to the how for so long, right? It's like, why do you want to recreate a wheel when you already know that it's successful? But what if you create a wheel and then you can 10x your growth? You can get your clients faster results. You can help people transform and break patterns that they never thought possible. What if that is so possible? That is then allowing yourself to self-evaluate the how and not limit by the how too much, and don't hold on to the how too tightly as well. I have seen a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs who created their first couple of $100,000 in revenue, and then they're so stuck in it because they're like, that is my skill. And that's the way of success already, which means if you want to create from 200,000 to 300,000 to 500,000 to 700,000, you will need to then release the how to someone else so that you can go and think differently to run your business at a different scale, which means you got to think differently in terms of the way you delegate your work, the way you hire, the way you create your systems, the way you simplify systems, really, the way you understand your financials, the way you understand your target market. You might want to narrow down your target market. You might want to think about your audience, right? How you nurture a different level of audience. So really think about those aspects as you grow, let's say from 100,000 to 300,000 to 500,000 to 800,000. They all require different levels of how, and that those how needs to allow you to let go of the old ways of doing things so that you can adapt to a new way of doing things, right? I think there is a saying by some famous person that I cannot recall his name right now, that if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you cannot expect a new result. You just can't. And that's just not possible. So if you expect, you know, 10x growth, you know, in something, then you got to apply a new pattern of working. You need to apply a new system. You need to apply a new, you know, structure of adapting things. And so my offer to you is that, you know, think that if you want to expand the way you either run your business or you want to run your family, then you got to think about different ways of allowing new creative ideas to come into your orbit.
Oh, so good, Jocelyn. So good. Thank you so much for diving into that. And just thank you so much for sharing your light. And before we go, I would love to just open it up to you. Is there anything else you would like to weigh in on or add in that we haven't talked about?
I want to really invite people listening to this episode. Couple of things, if it's all right with you, I want to invite you to maybe download a copy of my ebook. It has 5 principles of success that I think you will value from that. And it helps you understand, you know, couple of depths. You know, you might have already applied some of the principles, but it serves as a reminder. Maybe it sparked a lot of ideas. Maybe, you know, one sentence out of the 47 pages might stand out and go, that's exactly what you need to, right? And so I believe that words cast spell. And so if you want to download that ebook, it's available for you, and take that away as, you know, something that you want to read and apply, and maybe use that material to share with your team. So that's something that I invite you to do. And in one of the 5 principles that I taught in that ebook, one of them is really developing self-love. And I want to leave you with my last thought, is that self-love is so important, because the more you love yourself, the more you can love others. That is actually a fact. So the more you are willing to accept who you are, the more you embrace who you are, the more you see who you are, the more you will accept humanity. And that is a daily work. That is a work that doesn't stop. That is a work that the more we do, the more we can serve humanity at a highest level. And so love yourself more.
Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful. You are a beautiful person inside and out. I just feel so honored that we have connected. The amazing natural energy that just flows between us and the caliber of conversation that we had even before this interview. I just feel so privileged to be in your orbit. So thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for pouring into us.
Thank you so much, Chelsea. It's an honor to serve your audience.